And from the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Yvonne Krimry. Bartlett Regional Hospital's Board of Directors has selected three possible candidates to run Juneau's hospital. The hospital's nationwide CEO search began this spring to find a permanent replacement for Rose Lawhorn. Lawhorn resigned and was subsequently fired by the board last fall. Gerald Humphrey has been the interim CEO since then. He will remain with the hospital until a permanent CEO is selected. The board appointed city officials and consultants to interview six candidates after they were recruited and vetted by an interim leadership company. Three final candidates for the role will visit Juneau to meet with the hospital's board and staff in the first week of June. The board will select between Emily Dilley, a hospital CEO in Larkin, Kansas, Matthew Hine, a hospital president and CEO in Delta, Colorado, or Jeffrey Hudson Covolo, a vice president for patient care services and chief nurse executive of a medical center in Porterville, California. There will be opportunities for public participation while the candidates are in Juneau, according to a hospital press release. The details are not yet available. Also in Juneau, students at Thunder Mountain High School celebrated their favorite books through cake this week. It was part of an end-of-the-year project for their AP literature class. But as KTO Bridget Dowd reports, For at least one student, celebration was about more than a letter in a grade book.
Make sure you have the title of your novel somewhere so that they can identify which novel it goes with.
From cake pop pig heads to edible dinosaur cakes, the Thunder Mountain Library was sweeter than usual on Tuesday. Long wooden tables were covered in colorful baked goods and pieces of paper giving context for each one. Thunder Mountain senior Abigail Sparks was standing with her friends admiring her creation, a chocolate cake shaped like a T-Rex with a little something extra.
I've always been obsessed with Jurassic Park, both the movies and the books and just the overall science behind it. I ended up making a peach mango jello bowl thing with a mosquito in it to represent the amber, which is where all this stuff in Jurassic Park really just comes from.
In the story, scientists mine for amber to find mosquitoes and other blood-sucking insects that were trapped inside. They use dinosaur blood preserved in the mosquitoes for cloning.
I found this awesome, like, fishbowl-looking thing on a wood plaque, and what I did is I had originally only bought two boxes of jello, but it ended up being, like, 4.5 boxes of jello to fill the whole thing. And then to get the mosquito in there, what I did is I took some, I took laminator plastic and I painted a mosquito inside the plastic and then laminated the plastic so that it would seal the acrylic paint in there.
Sparks will be attending the University of Alaska Fairbanks in the fall to study geology and paleontology. Sparks hopes to eventually work with fossils at a museum or do field research like excavating and dig work. Sparks says she wouldn't call herself a baker, but she does love watching the Great British Bake Off.
It's like all boxed, like pre-made boxed cakes, so it's like, you know, you just buy like the Betty Crocker like boxed cake mix and the pre-made frosting. And like, I will say I did make the modeling chocolate from scratch, which was difficult, but the fondant and like the frosting and stuff was just me mixing dyes together and calling it a day, because I can cook, but I can't bake.
It took her about 10 hours spread out over several days to complete the project. Her cake was one of many created for a final project in Corrine Marx's AP Literature class.
It's all seniors, and it's their last semester, so, you know, let's have a little fun and celebrate with cake.
Marx asked her students to choose a novel they read in high school and represent a scene, theme, or symbol from the book with cake. She calls it the Great Literature Bake Off.
It's been fun to watch their process and their ideas and some of the crazy creativity that's come out.
After judging was complete, the class ate their projects. For Sparks and the other students in her class, more than half of their high school career has been disrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's been an odd experience because I guess I expected more from my high school career, but it's nice to have like a semi-normal senior year to be able to just put everything to a close and move on to the next chapter.
Graduation for Thunder Mountain students will be held on Sunday, May 29th at 7 p.m. The Juneau Douglas High School Yadat Atkle graduation will be on the same day at 4 p.m. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.
And the nationwide shortage of baby formula has left parents scrambling. In Alaska, parents say formula is already hard to come by, especially in rural communities. Alaska Public Media's Katie Anastas spoke with one Homer parent struggling to find formula and an Anchorage pediatrician helping parents adapt.
In January, Lottie Connolly got a call from her babysitter. They were out of formula, and her 10-month-old baby girl, Sloane, was hungry. On her way home from work, Connolly stopped by her local grocery store in Homer. She was looking for the formula she knows Sloane likes most, Enfamil Inspire.
They did not have her kind in, so I bought same brand, just different, and she would not drink it.
So she got in her car and started driving to Soldotna, about an hour and a half north of Homer. She checked Fred Meyer, Walgreens, and Walmart, and had no luck.
So I panicked, obviously, because there was no food on the peninsula, and I had to drive all the way to Anchorage at this point, 10 o'clock at night, to see if I could find her formula. And when I got up there, I went to every grocery store, Target, everywhere I could, and bought a couple from each store.
She bought 6 containers on that first trip to Anchorage. That was enough to feed Sloane for about a month. Since then, she's been driving up to Anchorage twice a month in search of formula. Connolly isn't alone. In one Anchorage-based Facebook group, dozens of shoppers share photos of store shelves so others can see where baby formula is in stock. A formula exchange page created by a mother in Kodiak now has more than 15,000 members. Another page, called Human Milk for Human Babies Alaska, has nearly 2,000 members, a mix of donors and moms looking for milk. Parents across the state and country have been facing an infant formula shortage since February, when the country's largest formula manufacturer, Abbott, recalled products made at its plant in Michigan after 4 children became sick with bacterial infections.
Last week, maybe a week and a half ago, was really when the shortage seemed to hit the shelves in Alaska.
Dr. Monique Child says her patients are having to adapt. She's an outpatient pediatrician in Anchorage, and she's been giving away formula samples that manufacturers send to her office.
I started to have moms that were, I would say, calling somewhat desperately, afraid that they couldn't find formula for their babies.
She's worked with moms and babies to figure out what kinds of changes they can tolerate. One option for older babies is to try out a new type of formula.
But it's just like you or me. If we suddenly changed the bulk of our diet, our GI system takes a moment to get caught up to that difference.
Child says it's important to work closely with a pediatrician during a formula switch to ensure that it's happening safely. Younger babies don't have as many options.
I worry about those babies kind of in the middle. For whatever reason, we stopped breastfeeding at birth. We're now 6 months old. We're not close enough to a year old to really switch to cow's milk. We're pretty established on formula.
A woman might not breastfeed for a variety of reasons. Mothers of premature babies often rely on milk donations at the hospital. But Child says only about 10% of mothers produce enough milk to donate extra. When Connolly couldn't produce enough milk to feed Sloane shortly after her birth, a friend gave her extra breast milk. Connolly says there's been pressure, especially online, for other moms to do the same thing during the formula shortage.
People are just like, well, why don't you just donate breast milk? They don't have to do that. They really don't. It's really out of the kindness of their hearts that moms even do that.
Connolly tries to help out fellow moms when she can. In one local Facebook group, Homer residents ask if anyone in town needs something picked up in Anchorage. Next month, Connolly plans to drive to Anchorage and pick up formula for other parents. Between gas prices and hotel room costs, she knows not all families can afford the trip.
It's a big community thing. You know, if we're already going, we're going to try to help.
National efforts to alleviate the shortage are underway. Abbott's CEO says it could reopen its Michigan plant in the first week of June. Last week, President Biden invoked the Defense Production Act and required suppliers to prioritize getting baby formula ingredients to manufacturers. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski co-sponsored the Access to Baby Formula Act. And over the weekend, a shipment of formula arrived in the U.S. from Germany. Connolly recently ordered formula from a company based in Holland. In the meantime, she and other moms are keeping an eye out on Facebook and helping each other out when they can. In Anchorage, I'm Katie Anastas.
And as for the weather here in town, it's currently 62 degrees and sunny. The rest of the day is also expected to be sunny. The low tonight will be 42 degrees. We're looking at what could be a sunny and dry Memorial weekend. Memorial Day weekend. Tomorrow through Monday, it is supposed to remain dry, with highs maybe reaching the 70s and lows in the 40s. Sunset tonight is at 9:40 p.m. For more local, regional, and statewide news, visit ktoo.org. I'm Yvonne Krumrie, and this is KTOO.